Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, Nancy Lewis. She is a business coach, speaker, trainer, and author, and she is CEO of Progressive Techniques Incorporated. Good morning to you, Nancy.
Good morning, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, you are hosting a prayer and prosperity business brunch. Why prayer and prosperity?
Well, I think it's important that as business professionals, we have to understand the importance of praying for our businesses,
mm-hmm.
and that God would direct us to having the right people that we relate to and do business with, and that sometimes our light will shine in our business that will draw people to God.
Mm-hmm.
And prosperity, we're to prosper. God wants our businesses to prosper so we can help fund the kingdom and to move the kingdom issues forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pray, and we have to know that if we pray, we know the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we want to come together and help people understand it's okay to pray for your business. It's okay to infuse faith in your business. And when you do that, you will prosper.
That's right. And really, you cannot be afraid or ashamed or, you know, any of that. And some people are like, I believe in God, but I ain't going to talk about it in my business. I don't want to offend nobody. How are you offending somebody?
Well, I think it's God gives us wisdom.
Yes.
And so there are times where he will tell you, you don't have to carry your Bible to be able to give somebody
exactly.
a word.
Exactly.
Because the word should be in your heart. So
mm-hmm.
that when you get an opportunity to witness or to share a word or to help somebody in terms of an area that they need development and growth in, you can basically say, this is what I would encourage you to do. And you know it's a parable,
mm-hmm.
or it's a word from Proverbs, or it's from Psalms, or wherever it might be, but you know that it's biblically based, but you put it in such a way that they can receive it.
And, you know, I always say you don't have to tell somebody that you're a Christian or you're a minister or a pastor. That kind
say
of
that again.
They have to be able to see that in you. And I want to be that walking epistle, you know. So being that is even more important than, you know, going to preach to somebody.
Thank you. It's letting your light shine. They should say
mm-hmm.
there's something different about you.
Right, right.
How you relate. You know, you do what you say you're going to do. They should see a difference in us than how the people in the world behave
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
business professionals. That means that we give our word. We need to honor that.
Totally, totally.
We need to get back to, as a phrase used to be, under-promise, over-deliver.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
As my
mm-hmm.
theme was last year, being intentional, we need to be intentional with what we say we're going to do. And then we need to follow up into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to kind of call a business owner out on, you know, his behavior in the Christian environment, doing things that were not pleasing to God, because he was really behaving like he was not a Christian. And when it came to money and being sneaky and tacky and greedy. And, you know, the Lord kept saying, you know, nudging, you need to say something, you need to say something. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to say? And so I just called him up and started talking to him about his behavior and how God was not pleased with what he was doing. Now, so if you're going to profess that you're a Christian, behave like a Christian. But now, if you're going to behave like you're in the world, then go on back out in the world. Don't be telling folk you're a Christian and behaving
exactly.
that way.
Be true to who you are.
Right, right. So I think the true to who he is was the greedy part. And he didn't care, you know. And then the things that he would say, and I was like, ooh, this is such a shame. I said, this is distasteful, what you're doing. It's distasteful. And so when you talk about prayer and prosperity in the business world, in the marketplace, you know, we really have to be so careful, but what's in you is going to come out. That's
yes,
how I look at
is.
That. Whatever's in you, it's going to come out.
As they said, you can only hold your breath for so long.
That's right. That's
and eventually
right.
it's going to come out. But Lori Manns, who's doing this with me, who is a master marketing and sales strategist, her company is Quality Media Consulting Group, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I came together and just said we wanted to do this, and we began to execute and move forward. And now it's becoming a reality January the 30th. So
mm-hmm.
Lori is, you know, kudos to Lori. She's been a wonderful person to work with. So I really appreciate that the Lord allowed our paths to cross.
Her subject is going to be Sales Mastery, the Soul Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you're the other speaker, Intentional Networking, the Power of Connecting.
That's me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we have to be intentional with everything we do. That word was so profound for me last year. We always know we have to be intentional, but last year doing the quotes every day took it to a whole nother level for me in terms of realizing that nothing happens by accident. and the things that we say we're going to do. If we want to do something, we do what we want to do.
Right.
At the end of the day, we call who we want to call. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We follow up who we want to follow up with. We do those things. But it's about being intentional with how we connect with other people. Not just networking, but how do we really connect with them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's also going to be a panel discussion on the connection of faith and finance and how it relates to authentic branding, marketing, and social media.
Yes, and we have some guest panelists who will be talking about that, Stacey Goller, Heidi Fuller, and Pamela Alexander. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a wonderful afternoon, well, brunch, 11 to 3, midday time to get together to just really fellowship and have some really good opportunities to connect with people that are like-minded.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, Atlanta, North Lake. Do you have an address for that one?
Not off the top of
okay.
my head, but it's close. It's Atlanta North Lake Mall. Mm-hmm. So if you know where the North Lake Mall is in Atlanta, you're in the area.
All right.
The Holiday Inn out there.
And how can they register?
They can register by going to get your pen and paper, or you can also, I'll give you my number at the end. It's http://pppaulpaulbbbusinessbrunch.janthirty.eventbrite.com. So make it simple. Call me at 770-964-5533. That's 770-964-5533. And I'd be happy to give you the information and send you the link so you can go ahead and register, because we want you there.
You know, a lot of small business owners, medium business owners, they struggle with the prosperity part as far as you know, making the business work. But a lot of times they didn't start out the right way, you know, with the finances in hand and the budget in place and knowing all of the expenses up front of what they were going to come up against.
Yes, and also it's important to understand, just because you might make a lot of money, but it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep.
Right.
And it's learning how to be a good steward of what God is giving you. So sometimes you may have to forego going and getting your Starbucks latte because you need to spend that money over a period of a month on marketing.
You think about that, what's that, $7-$8 a day?
Something like that. But if you get it once, if you get it two times a week,
mm-hmm.
and then you calculate that at the end of a month, it becomes a nice little price point.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sometimes you have to be in the entrepreneurial world, you have to be willing to forego some of the little things you like to do because of things that you must do to move your business forward.
That's right.
So it's making decisions. It's being intentional with your decision-making.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there, you know, when you own your own business, there is so many sacrifices.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many sacrifices.
People have no idea. They say, well, you get to come and go as you please. Yes, you have freedom. That's a good thing. You do have the freedom. But you have to know that God called you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have the freedom and not know how to use it and wind up not being successful in what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking with somebody from the Small Business Association. They said generally small businesses within 6 to 9 months are gone.
Yeah, because
a great percentage. Mm-hmm.
For the wrong reason, because mm-hmm. it looks glamorous and they think it's easy and I can do this. And yes, there are some easy moments, but you have to understand the life of an entrepreneur is a journey.
It is.
And there are times where you have seasons of famine, you have seasons of feasting,
mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm.
have to learn how to navigate when things are going extremely well and when things are being challenged in your business.
Absolutely. I have a dear friend who has a lawn service. He's been working it a long time. He finally got some major contracts, but he has that feast or famine every year. Because, you know, at a certain time, there's no business in the lawn business.
Thank you.
And so he learned how, and he said it was really, really interesting for him to learn how to make that money work all year round. He had to work like a dog, you know, when it was the feast time,
mm-hmm.
and when it was famine time, he had to be very careful. And but now he's driving for either Lyft or Uber and during the off season. So he figured it out. How I'm going to make it throughout the whole year,
mm-hmm.
you know, with what I have. And he's making it work.
But he was determined to make it work. Sometimes mm-hmm. people get weak because it doesn't work the way they think it's going to work, or it's not as easy
right.
as they thought it would be. So they sometimes give up. And many times, because you give up, it wasn't God's destiny to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Because if God gives you the vision, he gives you the provision. He didn't say it would be easy, but he can provide you with the resources and the people that can come into your life that can help make it more palatable.
Right, Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Prayer and Prosperity Business Brunch. Ladies and men invited?
Yes, absolutely. Ladies and men, we want the men to come. We want the women to come. We want everybody to come. Lori Amans and myself, we want to get people to come and just realize the power of Prayer and Prosperity Business Brunch. It will help them as they move forward going into 2016. They will be getting some nuggets they can walk away with that will surely help them in their business for 2016.
You know, and there's a lot to be said about how you do business in the kingdom.
A lot of us,
a lot of us with small businesses don't understand kingdom business. And so that's something else probably that you can really address is doing business in the kingdom. That's very important.
Doing business God's
way. God's way, the kingdom way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing it according to the kingdom, that means you're going to treat people fairly,
right?
If you give a person a price, it may be the wrong price that you gave because you got so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You set a price that was not your price point. You have to honor that. You
right.
have to eat it. You have to just make mm-hmm. make it work. You can't go back and say, "Well, I didn't mean that." Once you
I
put
made
it
a
out
mistake,
there,
right? Mm-hmm.
That means that you need to sometimes, as they say, measure twice, cut once.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth closed until you get ready to give the right price.
Right.
Then you get back to my office
mm-hmm.
and check, and then I'll call you back.
Right.
As opposed to being so excited in the moment
mm-hmm.
that you just say, "This is the price," and you get back to the office and say, "No, that's the wrong price." Well, you've put it out there now as a kingdom business.
Can't take that back.
You got to honor it.
You can't take it back.
Otherwise, you do a disservice to
right.
God's name
mm-hmm.
because now you said one thing, you're doing something different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we want to talk
Very
about
important.
The importance of doing things, even business, doing business with other like entrepreneurs that are in the kingdom. Let's treat each other the way we know we should treat
yes.
each other in terms of honoring what we say we're going to do
mm-hmm.
and treating people with dignity and respect.
That's right. That's right. It's you know, that's a totally, when you talk about a marketplace ministry, when you're in the marketplace and you are a minister of Christ, it's something totally different. And if you don't know the word of God, it's going to be tough to do business the kingdom way.
Yes, it is, because you're going to go back to the way the world does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a kingdom person, when you try to do stuff the world way, you are convicted.
Yes.
You can't.
Yeah.
You have to call people back and say, "Look, this is what I said, but I meant this, or I gave you this price. This is the price." You are convicted, and you make corrections. You're constantly in a role and a mode of making corrections
mm-hmm.
as you need to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to humble yourself and say, "I missed it."
Yes.
That humility
yes.
is powerful. We know we talk about humility.
Ooh. Ooh.
We have to walk in humility, and that's not something that our flesh wants to do, because that pride is always out there saying, "But you deserve this."
It's always roaring, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you have to say, "Shut up," you know.
Right. You're
gonna
slap it
sometimes. I'm gonna strive to walk in humility and to do things the kingdom way.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about all of that in terms of kingdom principles about how
That's
we
good.
Should, as business professionals, do things the way that God wants us to do them.
All right, all right. Nancy, give your number one more time for registration for more information.
770-964-5533. That's 770-964-5533. And Lori and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, January 30th at 11 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Atlanta North Lake Mall.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Nancy J. Lewis, CEO of Progressive Techniques Incorporated.